Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Describe a Recent Online Community You Joined and Its Impact on You. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I understand the importance of effectively describing personal experiences in the speaking test. One topic that has gained popularity in recent years is discussing online communities and their impact. This article will guide you through answering questions about a recent online community you joined, providing sample responses and valuable tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. Before we dive into the specifics, let's analyze the key elements of this topic. Recent. The online community should be one you've joined fairly recently, ideally within the past few months. Online community. This could be a social media group, forum, chat room, or any digital platform where people interact. Impact. You need to explain how joining this community has affected you personally. This topic is increasingly relevant in our digital age and is likely to appear in future IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to describe personal experiences, express opinions, and discuss the influence of technology on social interactions. Part 1: Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you general questions about online communities. Here's an example question with a suggested response. Question: Do you participate in any online communities? Sample answer: Band 7 to 8. Yes, I do. I'm quite active in a few online communities, particularly one related to urban gardening. It's a fascinating platform where people share tips and experiences about growing plants in limited urban spaces. I find it incredibly helpful for getting advice on nurturing my small balcony garden. Part 2: Long Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to this topic. Describe a recent online community you joined and its impact on you. You should say what the community is about, why you joined it, how often you participate in it, and explain how it has impacted you. Sample answer, Band 7-8. I'd like to talk about an online community I recently joined called Global Language Exchange. It's a vibrant platform dedicated to connecting language learners from around the world. I joined this community about 2 months ago because I was eager to improve my conversational Spanish skills. I had been studying Spanish for a while, but lacked opportunities to practice with native speakers. This online community seemed like the perfect solution to bridge that gap. Since joining, I've been actively participating in the community at least 3 times a week. I usually spend about an hour each time engaging in language exchange sessions with native Spanish speakers who are learning English. The impact of this community on me has been truly remarkable. Firstly, my Spanish speaking skills have improved dramatically. The regular practice with native speakers has helped me become more fluent and confident in my abilities. Additionally, I've gained valuable insights into Hispanic cultures through my conversations with members from various Spanish-speaking countries. Moreover, this community has broadened my perspective on language learning. I've discovered new learning techniques and resources shared by other members, which have enhanced my overall language learning journey. Perhaps the most unexpected impact has been the friendships I've formed. Despite being an online platform, I've connected with several like-minded individuals who share my passion for languages. These connections have enriched my life and motivated me to continue my language learning efforts. In conclusion, joining this online community has not only improved my language skills, but has also expanded my cultural understanding and social network. It's been a thoroughly rewarding experience that has positively influenced various aspects of my life. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to discuss an online community I recently became a part of called Tech for Good. This innovative platform brings together technology professionals, entrepreneurs, and enthusiasts who are passionate about leveraging technology to address social and environmental challenges. I was drawn to this community about 3 months ago when I stumbled upon an article about their work in developing sustainable tech solutions. As someone with a background in software engineering and a keen interest in sustainability, I found the community's mission incredibly compelling. I saw it as an opportunity to contribute my skills to meaningful projects while also expanding my knowledge in the field of sustainable technology. Since joining, I've been immersing myself in the community almost daily. I typically spend at least an hour each day browsing through project proposals, participating in discussions, and collaborating with other members on ongoing initiatives. The impact of this community on my personal and professional life has been profound and multifaceted. Firstly, it has significantly broadened my understanding of how technology can be harnessed to tackle global issues. I've been exposed to cutting-edge ideas and innovative approaches that I hadn't previously considered. Moreover, my involvement in this community has sparked a shift in my career focus. I've transitioned from working on conventional software projects to dedicating my expertise to sustainability-focused tech solutions. This has not only made my work more fulfilling, but has also opened up new professional opportunities in the growing field of green technology. The community has also enhanced my problem-solving skills. Collaborating with diverse professionals from around the world has taught me to approach challenges from multiple perspectives, leading to more innovative and comprehensive solutions. Perhaps most importantly, being part of this community has instilled in me a sense of purpose and optimism, witnessing the collective effort of talented individuals working towards positive change has been incredibly inspiring. It's reinforced my belief in the power of technology to create meaningful impact and has motivated me to strive for excellence in my contributions. In conclusion, joining the Tech for Good community has been a transformative experience. It has not only elevated my professional skills and expanded my network, but has also aligned my career with my personal values, leading to a more fulfilling and purposeful professional life. Follow-up questions. How has this online community changed your perspective on technology? Do you think online communities can replace real-life social interactions? Sample answers. Band 78. This community has definitely broadened my view on technology. Before, I mainly saw tech as a tool for entertainment or work efficiency. Now, I appreciate its potential to solve global problems and bring people together across distances. It's opened my eyes to the positive impact technology can have when used thoughtfully. While online communities are incredibly valuable, I don't think they can fully replace real-life interactions. They complement our social lives by allowing us to connect with people we might never meet otherwise. However, face-to-face interactions offer a depth of connection that's hard to replicate online. I believe a balance of both is ideal for a rich social life. Sample answers. This community has fundamentally transformed my perspective on technology. Previously, I viewed technology primarily through the lens of innovation and progress. Now, I see it as a powerful catalyst for social change. I've come to understand that technology isn't just about creating new gadgets or improving efficiency. It's a tool that, when wielded responsibly, can address critical global challenges and improve quality of life on a massive scale. This shift in perspective has made me more conscious of the ethical implications of technological advancements and has inspired me to advocate for responsible innovation in my professional sphere. While online communities offer unprecedented opportunities for global connection and collaboration, I believe they serve as a complement to, rather than a replacement for, real-life social interactions. Online platforms excel at bridging geographical gaps and facilitating knowledge exchange on a scale that would be impossible in person. However, face-to-face interactions provide a richness of nonverbal communication and a depth of emotional connection that current digital technologies can't fully replicate. The ideal scenario, in my view, is a symbiotic relationship between online and offline interactions, where each enhances and enriches the other, leading to a more comprehensive and fulfilling social experience. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to online communities. Here's an example. Examiner: How do you think online communities are changing the way people interact? Sample answer. Band 78. I believe online communities are significantly altering our social interactions. They're breaking down geographical barriers, allowing people from different parts of the world to connect over shared interests. This is expanding our cultural horizons and exposing us to diverse perspectives. However, there's also a potential downside. The ease of online interactions might be making some people less comfortable with face-to-face communication. there's a risk of people becoming overly reliant on digital connections and losing important social skills. On balance, though, I think online communities are mostly positive. They're creating new forms of social support and collaboration that weren't possible before. The key is to use them wisely and maintain a healthy balance with real-world interactions. Sample answer. Online communities are revolutionizing social interaction in multifaceted ways. Firstly, they're democratizing access to information and support. People can now easily find and connect with others who share their specific interests, challenges, or experiences, regardless of geographical location. This is particularly empowering for marginalized groups or those with niche interests who might struggle to find like-minded individuals in their immediate physical community. Moreover, these digital platforms are reshaping the dynamics of social influence. Traditional hierarchies are being flattened as individuals can gain prominence based on the value of their contributions rather than their social status or position. This is fostering a more meritocratic approach to idea sharing and problem solving. However, it's crucial to acknowledge the potential pitfalls. The anonymity and distance provided by online interactions can sometimes lead to a lack of empathy or accountability in communication. There's also the risk of echo chambers forming, where people are exposed only to ideas that align with their existing beliefs, potentially exacerbating social divisions. Additionally, the instant gratification of online interactions might be altering our expectations of real-world relationships, potentially making us less patient or less skilled in navigating the complexities of face-to-face communication. Despite these challenges, I believe the transformative potential of online communities outweighs the drawbacks. They're fostering global collaboration, accelerating the exchange of ideas, and providing crucial support networks. The key lies in developing digital literacy and cultivating mindful online habits to harness the benefits of these communities while mitigating their potential negative impacts. As we move forward, I anticipate that the line between online and offline communities will continue to blur, leading to more integrated and holistic social experiences. This evolution will likely necessitate new social norms and perhaps even policy frameworks to ensure these digital spaces remain healthy, productive, and inclusive. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high band score, use a variety of sophisticated vocabulary and phrases. Here are some examples. Vibrant platform, adjective, noun. A lively and energetic online space. Example, the forum is a vibrant platform for exchanging ideas. To bridge the gap, phrasal verb, bridge the app, to connect two different things or groups. Example, online communities help bridge the gap between cultures. To immerse oneself, reflexive verb, immerse self, to become completely involved in something. Example, I immersed myself in the community's discussions. To foster connections, verbs noun, fusten nex, to encourage the development of relationships. Example, the platform fosters connections between like-minded individuals. To broaden one's horizons, idiom, bronze horizons, to expand one's knowledge and experience. Example, participating in this community has broadened my horizons. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing online communities, use specific examples from your personal experience to illustrate your points. Demonstrate a nuanced understanding by discussing both positive and negative aspects of online communities. Use a range of advanced vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Show your ability to discuss abstract concepts, especially in Part 3. Practice speaking about this topic fluently for 2 to 3 minutes to prepare for Part 2. Remember, the key to a high score is not just what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and a natural conversational style while incorporating sophisticated language. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to discuss online communities and their impact in your IELTS speaking test. Good luck with your preparation. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.